Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning! Good afternoon, Richmond! It's 12 noon. And I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And we are here at Capital Ale House, broadcasting live on a Monday, November 24th. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Take an extended lunch break here on a Monday. You deserve it. It is Monday, November 24th. We will recap all of the NFL action, college football action. Programming note, we will be live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. And Wednesday will be an interesting show because VCU basketball will tip off during AWOD radio. Actually, we'll tip off at 2:30, which means the Good Feet Store tip-off show starts at 1:45. So I will do a 12 to 1:45 show. I then do the own pregame show, so I'll step out of the AWOD radio studio into the VCU basketball studios. It's the same studios to do the pregame show before VCU against South Florida in what feels like the biggest game of the season right now, because you have to win the first game in the MTE. You have to get put into the winner's bracket that sets you up to get a better quad game in the second and the third round. The Rams will play Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Got to get a win on Wednesday. You know how we like to start the show every day? By catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody. Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
All right, let's start with the comeback of the weekend. Dak Prescott becomes the Dallas Cowboys' career yardage leader as down 21-0, the Cowboys come all the way back to tie it, get into field goal range, and win it against the Eagles. Dak Prescott tied the game with this leaping touchdown. Let's take a listen to the call.
Prescott thinking about a lot of, is he going to get there? Gets a block.
The Eagles fall, and the Cowboys become 5-5-1. Yeah, the division still possible now for the Cowboys. DJ Moore scores twice in a Bears win, their fourth straight win. The ball is bouncing their way this season. Let's take a listen to the call.
Fewest offensive plays per game, and they have the most plays on defense. Williams, a strike to DJ Moore. Turns this into a third and manageable. Flags are down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
A very entertaining game was Cincinnati against New England. And New England had a big lead. And then roaring back came the Cincinnati Bengals, led by Joe Flacco. And then Joe Flacco throws a terrible pass. Pick six. Pats get the win. Their ninth straight win. Here is the call on the Fan.
Super Bowl MVP with Baltimore. Brooks was the back. Flacco will go underneath. Oh, it's picked off. That's a pick six. Kiss him goodbye, Marcus Jones.
Shedeur Sanders got his first career start for the Cleveland Browns, and everything goes right when you play against the Vegas Raiders. Sanders throws his first career touchdown pass. Let's take a listen to the call.
showing pressure.
And they go to Sampson out of the backfield. He's got two tight ends blocking on the outside. He's got room. He bursts inside Raiders territory. One man to beat. He won't be caught. Touchdown, Sampson.
Big win. Browns get the win 24-10. Good debut for Shedeur Sanders. How about the Jags in overtime defeating the Cardinals 27-24? A big win for Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, and the Jags. But I wanted to focus in on the Seattle Seahawks game against the Tennessee Titans. The Seahawks had this game wrapped up, it looked like, 16-3 at the half, and then the Titans made this thing a ball game late. But, of course, Sam Darnold connected with his number one receiver. He threw two touchdowns, 244 yards in the win, including this one to Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Darnold with time going up top for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Drops it in the bucket, and he will backpedal for a touchdown.
The game of the weekend might have been the Giants against the Detroit Lions. New York. New York, New York, they got up for this one, but it was the Lions with a feverish comeback led by Jahmyr Gibbs. He powers the Lions past the G-men with three touchdowns. Let's take a listen on The Fan.
Football for them.
On first and goal, it is Gibbs, reaches across, touchdown.
Zero.
Right, the blown leads have been well documented. There's Gibbs. Dalton couldn't bring him down. Holland chasing after him, and Jahmyr Gibbs.
I'm going to keep watching that.
Here's Gibbs on first down. Jahmyr Gibbs across midfield. One man to beat inside the 20, the 10, touchdown.
Jahmyr Gibbs just has home run ball speed. If the first guy misses, he can take it to the house. Kansas City battled from behind to tie the game and then won it in overtime. They snap a two-game skid and keep their playoff hopes alive. They are now 6-5, and they needed that win. Let's move over to the NBA on the Sports app. So one of the big stories over the weekend, Chris Paul announces that he is going to retire at the end of this basketball season. CP3, what a legend. And I was such a big fan of Chris Paul, dating back to his time at Wake Forest. I just think he is the ultimate point guard. And we don't see point guards like that anymore, that can dribble, drive, penetrate on anybody, and that are a team-first, you know, unselfish point guard that doesn't need to score 30 points. Seems like every point guard now wants to score 25-plus. Chris Paul was not that guy. The Wizards were in action over the weekend. Let's recap that right now, as Keyshawn George hit a clutch three to give Washington a late lead on Saturday. Let's take a listen to the call.
Goes at McCollum. Short jumper is no good. Saw the rebound. Opening for the Wizards. 117-115. They trail. Koulibaly driving, going to the basket. A block by Bouzelis. Block ball comes to Kispert. George, top of the arc for three. It's there! And the Wizards add the lead back. 118-117 with 142 left.
Chicago, though, would take the lead and get the win. Here's Dave on the final call.
Yeah, it goes into the backcourt to Trey Jones, and he will dribble it out. All right, the Bulls escape. A one-point win tonight in Chicago.
Wizards now 1-15 on the season. The players-only meeting didn't really work. I don't care, as the losses rack up, the chances of getting the number one or number two overall pick increase every single game. I'm fine with this. Now, you have to wonder, as the losing streak now is at 14, how much confidence the young guys are losing. Doesn't seem like much, because Keyshawn George put on a show. He had 17 points and 12 rebounds. Alex Sarr with 16 and 11. And off the bench, Cam Whitmore with 20 points and 7 rebounds. So as long as the young guys are still playing well in the losses, that's fine with me. Over to the NHL on the Sports app. The Caps had won a few straight heading into Saturday's matchup here with the Lightning, and it was Tampa getting the win 5-3. So the Caps fall in that one. They're now 11-9-2 on the season. But they had won three straight before that one. Next game will be tonight. Caps on home ice facing off against the Blue Jackets. Let's move over to college football here on the Sports App. All right, week 13, top 25. Oregon trounced USC number 15, USC 42-27. They are soaring after that big win, and they flipped the game with this 85-yard punt return for a touchdown. Let's take a listen to the call.
He's got a crack at this one from the 16. Malik Benson across the 40, midfield. Benson, he might take it. He will. Malik Benson, touchdown, Ducks.
42-27 is your final. Oklahoma defeats Missouri. Missouri's done. Oklahoma seems to be almost a lock now for the CFP, 17-6. Pitt shocks Georgia Tech, 42-28. The Yellow Jackets are in trouble. Wisconsin upsets Illinois, and that ends their chances of making it to the CFP. TCU ends Houston's chances. Number 23, Houston, goes down 17-14. Virginia Tech did not get the win. It was Miami all game long, but we've been talking about Jeff Overton as one of the most talented players on this team and a guy the Hokies would love to stick around to play for James Franklin. He got into the end zone, a long touchdown run for the freshman. Let's take a listen to the call.
Overton, nice move. There goes the freshman, Jeffrey Overton. House call. Does that get the Hokies back in it?
In the ACC, Cal lost, and Cal fires their coach Justin Wilcox after 9 seasons. ACC coach Florida State Mike Norvell, Florida State announces they're going to keep him. He will retain his job as the head coach for the 2026 season. And JMU keeps their college football playoff hopes alive. A game that came down to the wire against Washington State. Wayne Knight scores for JMU. Let's take a listen to the call. He calls game.
Wislowski goes in motion that direction again. This time the handoff goes to Knight. He's got a big hole. He's heading to the 40, to the 30. He's going to make it to the end zone. The streamers will fly at James Madison. Touchdown, JMU.
We'll talk JMU today on University Drive with Hokie Steve breaking down what we think will be revealed in tomorrow night's latest update to the college football playoffs top 25 and the latest bracket reveal. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck, where we've got a Monday night football game to preview. That's coming up next here on The Fan. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. It is Burger Night, back like it never left, back and better than before. You can get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. We love our support from everyone here at Capitol Ale House. And one of the waitresses, her boyfriend Reed, is a diehard Commanders fan. We wanted to give him a shout-out. Listens to the show all the time. We love that. Love the Commanders. And he has a birthday coming up on November 27th, a Thanksgiving birthday. So we wanted to mention that. But today, the Commanders, the circus continues, the traveling roadshow. We will hear from Dan Quinn at 3:30 today. And the question of the day on the Richmond Commander is, will we hear that Jaden Daniels is going to practice this week? I would like Jaden Daniels to practice this week, even if he doesn't play this weekend. I do think that there's more and more likely that this becomes a Cincinnati situation where Joe Burrow practiced this week, but then was held out. I think that Jaden Daniels might practice this week and then might get held out for at least another week so that they can make sure that he is fully healthy. But here on a Monday, November 24th, there's a Monday Night Football game to preview and recap all of the NFL action from the weekend with our winners and losers of the week here on NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL, NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
I mean, it pains me so much to say this, but you have to give the Dallas Cowboys a Winner of the Week award. From down 21-0 to 21-21 and then winning the game in regulation, they kept their season alive, Jeremy. And to be honest, I thought that game was over. And I thought we were going to get exactly what all Commanders fans want, which is the one week you don't play, have Dallas get their butt whooped. And yet, somehow that game flipped. What did you see that flipped that game from 21-0 to 24-21 Cowboys win?
It seems like the Eagles can only play one half of football. I don't know what that is. Even when they were winning games convincingly, they were doing it only in one half. Whether that be the first half or the second half, I haven't seen them put together a full game of football yet this season, and that just seems to be a quirk of this team.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. And you know, remember, you think back to the last time they faced off against each other. The Cowboys had the perfect first half and got blanked in the second half. Well, it was the opposite this time. You got to give a Winner of the Award a week to Shedeur Sanders and the Browns getting a win there. Look, this is a Cleveland team that doesn't win very often, and I would not be surprised if they eventually, you know, botch this Shedeur Sanders situation here. But it was good to see the young man have success. It was cool to see his dad and all the characters from the All the Smoke podcast, you know, in the building watching Shedeur play. As much as he gets hate, I will absolutely be rooting for him. 11 of 20, not a very good debut in terms of completion percentage, but he avoided the rush because Max Crosby was getting after him. One sack in the game. Was able to, you know, make some plays, but really, I thought the story of the game was Judkins for a while till he went down. But look, Shedeur Sanders got a win, and it's kind of weird that they won't commit about naming him the starter for the next week. He's the only positive thing your team has going right now. Jeremy, give us a loser of the week, why don't you?
I think one of the big losers this week is going to have to be the Tennessee Titans. They still can't quite get that victory. It looked like they were finally going to have something going for them against the Seahawks in that second half, but that first half was so bad, and they still can't get a real win on their season.
Yeah, no, they can't. That's a team that really can't put it together for a whole game also. I'm going to give a Winner of the Week award to Patrick Mahomes, who just made all of the clutch plays. I really thought that when he threw that lob that was kind of floated and wobbly, that Xavier Worthy was going to drop it, and that was going to be game over. It was fourth down. They needed it. But he held it. He hauled it in after he kind of bobbled it. He cut up field, got into scoring range. I thought they were going to end up winning in regulation. They tie it, and then the defense stepped up. I mean, maybe the Winner of the Week award shouldn't even be going to Patrick Mahomes, but that Kansas City defense that was absolutely awesome in the second half of that game. That's the reason that they came back and won, really.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes doing his MVP things, right? He stepped up in the moment. They were down 11 in the fourth quarter. That defense stepped up, held him just 18 yards, and that whole Chiefs team needed to win that game, playoff game for them. They found a way to get it done.
Loser of the Week award, the New York Giants. Did we announce this in the first segment? I think we missed it. There were a few firings. Vegas fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly. The Raiders' offense looked awful against the Browns. That makes sense. The Giants made a move as well. They have moved on from one of their coordinators after another defeat, and things are just getting worse and worse for the New York Giants. After another late collapse, their defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, gets the boot. He was fired. And I think what's funny is it felt like the talk was going to be about how interim coach Mike Kafka did such a great job and led his team to an improbable win, but then they didn't win the game. And another, it just feels like I don't think any other team has had as many come-from-behind losses as the Giants this season. They have had a lead several times this year. They got two different trick plays to work. Jameis threw one, and then he somehow caught one and ran it in, and yet the defense couldn't get the stop when they needed him most, and Jahmyr Gibbs went nuts. Giants are a loser of the week, and their defense coordinator got canned. Give us a winner or a loser, Jeremy.
I think one big loser is going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not only did they lose bad against a contender in the NFC and the Rams on Sunday Night Football, but it looks like Baker Mayfield is going to miss some time with a shoulder injury.
Yeah, no, that's a good point right there. He's going to have an MRI. That's what's next. He could not really move his shoulder. And to me, that is the scariest part about this, because it just feels like he's going to be out at least probably 2 weeks. You know, I'm no doctor, but just, you know, speculating on that injury here. And all right, you've got the Cardinals, the Saints, Falcons, and Panthers over the next 4 weeks here. But the problem is Carolina is now even with you in the division, and the wild card spots in the NFC are getting taken up. And now Dallas is back in it with a 5-5-1 record. So Tampa really can't afford to lose games without Baker Mayfield. And they definitely don't have one of the top backups, given the fact that Teddy Bridgewater had retired and was coaching high school football last year before they brought him back. Let's give out another winner of the week award here to the Jacksonville Jaguars. A big win there, coming from behind. And, you know, this actually kind of stamps Jacksonville as a playoff team, I think, because they are now just one game back of Indianapolis, but at 7-4, they're probably going to eat up one of those wild card spots if they don't end up winning the division. That's why it just meant so much for Kansas City, because right now it's Kansas City and Pittsburgh and Houston all competing with the Jacksonville Jaguars for that seventh spot. Buffalo is also in the mix there as well if they don't end up winning their division, which does kind of seem lost right now. The Patriots getting to a 10-2 record. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Every day at 1 p.m., the Richmond Commander. The question today, do you think Dan Quinn will say that Jaden Daniels is back at practice or not when he speaks to the media today at 3:30. Monday night is the Panthers at the 49ers. That actually is a matchup that could affect playoff seeding. Panthers 6-5, 49ers 7-4. That game will be 8:15 on ESPN from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, the home of the Super Bowl. And Bud Light Big Game Week will return this year here on AWOD Radio. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House. Hokie Steve will join us at 2 p.m. We'll talk about the Virginia Tech new football coach James Franklin and the loss to Miami, but there's a lot of excitement there in Blacksburg right now based off of what James Franklin could do in the near future. He'll also join us to break down the latest with the college football playoffs, and there is now real belief that JMU will get in. They needed that win, and they needed help around college football. Joining us right now to talk about the Washington Commanders, though, on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Joe Yashroff. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Awad, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good here, and I said earlier this season has been a circus for the Commanders, and the traveling road show gets started once again today. What do you expect Dan Quinn to say about Jaden Daniels today?
God, I wish I knew. I don't know. I think that if there's any chance that he's healthy, they're going to put him in. We can discuss whether they should or should not, but I don't know. I have no idea.
I've been saying I think they're going to treat this like Cincinnati did, where Burrow came back, he practiced full pretty much all week, and then was held out of the game. That's kind of where I see this trending, but I would like to see Dan Quinn say that Jaden Daniels would end up being a full participant in practice, at least at some point this week. The other question that I've been asking people is, all right, on the defensive side of the ball, the 11 guys, how many of those starters do you want back next year?
How many do I want back next year? That's a great question. I think everybody's job is up for grabs, literally everyone. So how many do I want? I haven't gone through the numbers, but three or four, maybe five, but definitely not 11 and not 10 and probably not 9 or 8.
Yeah, I would probably count 6 or 7 new guys on defense and at least 4 or 5 new guys on offense. The problem is that's just too many for one offseason. So how do you think Adam Peters navigates this, knowing he probably needs 10 of the 22 starters, he needs new guys?
Yeah, no, it's going to be a challenge, and they don't have enough draft picks. They don't have a second and a fourth, I believe, so he needs to work on seeing if, and the trade deadline, they didn't do anything. I guess they didn't get any good offers, obviously, but no, they need to get draft picks. They need to get players. I think, everybody's talking about Brandon Ayuk, so obviously that's out there for all the obvious reasons. So I think it's a combination of trades and drafts and free agent pickups. They got to do a lot.
Yeah, I know. And that's why it's just going to be so hard for him. I mean, this is going to be the offseason that, like, we really do see how talented Adam Peters is at his job. Like, I put him on a pedestal, and of course, year one, when you draft Jaden, it's hard to, put any blemishes to his resume. This year, of course, the Lattimore thing's looking like a failure. The kicker thing pisses me off because that's absolutely his job. But it's like, yeah, there's going to be a spotlight on Adam Peters now this offseason.
100% and Quinn, but mostly I think you're right, and Peters. I mean, you need players, and this year they didn't have players. A lot of that was because of the injuries, and you can't discount that. Four or five injuries on offense and on defense. Again, that's a real thing, but 100% spotlight on Adam Peters this offseason, so, and starting now, but yes, especially in the offseason.
Joe Yashiroff is a sports journalist and professor at Maryland and longtime TV executive sports producer in D.C. He's with us now on the Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You know, the interesting thing about getting new players is I think you could argue about running back because a few weeks ago we would all have said, right, like Bill seems to be the guy. Like, maybe don't draft a running back. Well, now Chris Rodriguez has overtaken him as the starting running back, and I definitely think they need to improve at that position. Whether it's free agency or the draft, I definitely think running back you need to improve on.
I don't disagree, Awad, but I think they need two or three stud wide receivers, and that's where I would put my emphasis in terms of the talent positions. You have to have Jaden Daniels. You have to give him targets. So I'm not disagreeing on the running backs, but wide receivers, you got to get two or three, in my opinion, through the draft, through trade, through free agency.
When do you think the evaluation process is done for somebody that this front office drafted? For example, all the guys that are rookies, like, you're going to give them absolutely another year. But like Johnny Newton, Mikey Sainristil, Ben Sennett, at the end of this season, are we done grading them, or do we know the answer? What do you think?
I don't think you ever know after 2 years. I mean, you have an idea, but some people take a little longer to develop than others. So I think 3 years is the optimum amount if you have the luxury of giving them 3 years. But if you have not seen anything in 2 years, like Ben Sinnott, for example, we've seen a little bit, but we haven't seen a whole lot. So this is where they earn their money. Is it time to move on from Ben Sinnott? Problem was he was, what, the 53rd pick or whatever it was in the second round, so it's harder to cut somebody like that. But they have to make some hard decisions on him and Newton and Coleman and all these guys. But yeah. I like giving people 3 years, typically.
But they're going to need to give Sennett an opportunity the rest of this season, and I think that's going to be a hard conversation Dan Quinn's going to have because he's so loyal to his guys and the veterans. And Zach Ertz was part of this turnaround here, part of the culture that he built here. But he's going to have to tell Ertz, look, we got to eliminate half your snaps because we have to build for the future. That, like, we just have to see Sinnott in that role for the second half of this season now.
No question. Loyalty is great, except when it's not. You can be loyal to a fault, and maybe Dan Quinn is loyal to a fault. You know, we saw that with Joe Witt. And then finally Quinn saying, hey, I'm taking over D.C. duties. He's going to have to put loyalty to the side and make some hard decisions to keep his job and to improve on the team and give them a chance to make the playoffs next year.
All right, welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Sorry about that. We had technical difficulties here. It's always interesting when you take the show on the road, as we have so often, and we are live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. I believe we have Joe Yashiroff still with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Joe, thanks for hanging on with us, man.
Absolutely. Was it something I said?
It might have been. Probably more likely something I said here. What do you think about the talk about the play Emmanuel Forbes had for the L.A. Rams? Does that change your mind at all about the Commanders' decision with him?
I mean, that's a good way to torture yourself and ourselves, Forbes and Curl and, you know, the Rams' defense. No, I mean, you know, things like that happen. Sometimes it's just not a good fit. Or sometimes, and this goes back to my point on give somebody 3 years, sometimes you just don't know, especially with quarterbacks. Nobody knows after 1 or 2 years. I mean, you can see things, but no, it doesn't really change. But it does make you go, if only they had kept him. But you know what? Everybody here said he's a bum and he's too small and let's get rid of him. So they did. And look what happened. So sometimes you get a better fit with another coach and another system, and that's what happened, I guess.
Current NFC East standings, Philadelphia now 8-3 after Dallas beat them. 5-5-1 are the Cowboys. Washington 3-8, Giants 2-10. What would be your final record prediction for Washington?
Wow. Okay, so 3-8, lost six in a row. You got six games left. Maybe 5-12, maybe. I think that would be pretty good considering what has happened. 6-11. Help me with the math here. It's harder with 17 than it was for 16. I think 6-11 would be fantastic, and 5-12, I guess, okay. But here we are talking about five or six wins being okay, and we're talking about the draft already. It's very depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at this point last year, we were 7-5, or probably 8-5. It's just crazy how things have flipped. But you know, I will say this. Go ahead.
More importantly than the wins and the losses, obviously it's always important to win, but is how they play and not give up and look at some of the young players and hopefully get Jaden and Terry back on the field. That's what I'm looking for more than, hey, they're going to win three of the last six or whatever. So,
yeah, to me, we could get blown out by the Broncos and the Vikings. I want to be in every divisional game. Win or loss, I want to be in every game because that's what it's going to come down to next year is winning our divisional games.
Yeah, and you end with four divisional games at Giants, home against Eagles, home against Cowboys, at Philly. So I agree. Play those games tough, show heart, show pride, because you're playing for your job. Everybody's playing for their jobs. I mean, literally everyone except maybe Jaden Daniels and a couple others. So let's see some pride out there.
Do you think that it is a given now that the team will bring in a new defensive coordinator next season?
100%.
Yeah,
I'd be stunned if they didn't. I think they have to for every possible reason. I mean, if you want Quinn to be the head coach, he has to worry about being the head coach and bring in another guy. But yes, I would say 100%. I don't know that, but my gut is yes.
Joe, really appreciate you taking the time to join us today, man. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, AWOD. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most NFL talk in town. You got the Sports Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Michael Phillips is 10 to 12 noon. I'm 12 to 3 before Grant and Danny drive you home. And week 12 of the NFL season will conclude tonight with Monday Night Football from California, the Panthers against the San Francisco 49ers. And if the playoffs started today, the New England Patriots would be the one seed in the AFC. The Rams would be the one seed in the NFC. As we take a look at the playoff picture, recap the NFL action from the weekend, and preview Monday Night Football here on AWOD Radio. Now, once again, and I said this hot take last week, I do not believe in the three top teams in the AFC. You've got the 8-3 Indianapolis Colts, who just blew an 11-point fourth quarter lead against the Chiefs. I would pick the Chiefs to beat them again, even if it was in Indianapolis. And yeah, I wanted to take Jeremy's lunch money with that game. Denver, 9-2. I still don't believe in the Broncos to win a playoff game this year. I think it's all about matchups. I really do. And if it's Denver hosting Baltimore, I'm not picking them. Even if it's Denver hosting Buffalo, I'm not picking them. Denver hosting Pittsburgh, I'm not picking them. I do not believe in the Broncos to win a playoff game this year, and I will say the same thing about the New England Patriots. That's why I think it's so interesting, because Pittsburgh's right now on the outside looking in with a loss. They have the tiebreaker over Houston based on strength of victory, and they win the tiebreaker over Kansas City, who's now the 10 seed in the AFC even after a win. Houston's the 9 seed, and so they're all battling with Buffalo and Jacksonville, as well as the Chargers. The 5, 6, and the 7 seeds are all 7-4 in the AFC, and I definitely could see one of those teams slipping. Right now, I'd probably put money on it being Jacksonville. But I think you have to say, it's like the Chargers haven't been super impressive either. Now, the Chargers have an easier schedule. They got the Raiders this weekend, so that's going to be a big win for them. And Jacksonville's got at Tennessee. I just wonder, because you really cannot slip up in the AFC right now with all of those mighty teams battling behind them. And, of course, the big one is the Kansas City Chiefs, who are at the Cowboys next week. Speaking of the Cowboys, that was a much-needed victory for them in terms of the playoff hunt, but it didn't really help in terms of seeding that much. They're still the 10 seed in the NFC. Carolina's the 9. Detroit's the 8. Detroit right now would be out of the playoffs. San Francisco 7-4. They're the 7 seed. That's because the 9-2 LA Rams are the winner in that division, and currently now the 1 seed in the NFC. Philly second at 8-3. Chicago's third at 8-3. I believe in the 1 seed and the 2 seed in the NFC. There's just no way that I'm going to pick the Bears to win a playoff game this year. I don't believe in this one-year turnaround with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. I do think that the ball is bouncing their way, and it seems like that's happening every weekend. I could have easily seen them losing this past weekend to the Steelers. They get the win by 3, 31-28. Last week, they won by 2. The week before, they won by 4. The week before that, they won by 5. They are getting these very close margin of victory wins this season. It reminds me a lot of Washington last season. I just don't think Caleb Williams will be able to do what Jaden Daniels did in the postseason, which is put his team on his back. Tampa at the 4 seed at 6-5 is now in a lot of trouble with Carolina breathing down their neck. They're also 6-5, but they do have the tiebreaker over them. The Bucs do. But if Baker Mayfield is out for, a month, I think they're in a lot of trouble. I think they'd be screwed there. Now, here's what will be important. Bucs have the tiebreaker over Carolina right now based off of the strength of their wins. But they have not played them yet. The head-to-head will be decided week 16 and week 18 when the Bucs travel to Carolina and then they host the Panthers on the final week of the season. If they're without Baker Mayfield and it is Teddy Bridgewater against Bryce Young, I actually might side with the Carolina Panthers in that one. And I feel like you have to say, if Baker is out for a month, Atlanta gets back into this thing because they are only 2 games back. They are coming off of a win. They've got Kirk Cousins, so even without, Michael Penix, they've still got a serviceable starting quarterback. And they got a easy schedule. They got the Jets this weekend, Seattle, then Tampa, Arizona, and L.A. before the Saints to close out their year. They're probably going to need to go on a win streak here, but I think with the injury to Baker Mayfield, it opens up the door for every team except for New Orleans in the NFC South. But back to where we started here with the 5-5-1 Dallas Cowboys. Look, that was a huge win against Philly, and it stopped Philly from wrapping up the division. I just don't think Dallas has enough wins left on their schedule to be a playoff team. Let's go through it. They are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City knows that every game right now is a playoff game for them. Then they travel to the Detroit Lions, who are trying to win that division, but they're losing it to the Bears right now, so I feel like Dallas going to Detroit, they're going to get their butt whooped. They host the Vikings, Chargers, and then travel to Washington and the Giants. I see 3 wins on their schedule here. I don't think an 8-7-1 record is going to be good enough. 8-8-1 is going to be good enough for the Cowboys. I don't see 4 wins on their schedule to close out the season. So I don't know that Dallas will get in. I'm pretty much locking in right now the 7 that are currently in and Detroit as the 8 teams that will battle for 7 spots. Carolina maybe wins that division over Tampa if Baker's out for a long time here. But I also could kind of see the Bucs sneaking in here just with their defense carrying them and Bryce Young throwing a bunch of interceptions. It's wild. We do this bit every single year, it feels like, where the NFC South champion can get in with like a below 500 record. It's just one of those divisions in football that every year it's pretty much up for grabs if Tampa does not run away with it. And right now, Tampa has not run away with it with the way they've played in the last few weeks. They had big opportunities to get some statement wins, and they just did not show up, and now this injury to Baker Mayfield has them in trouble. Washington is 3-8 on the season. They've suffered 6 straight defeats, and they will be home hosting the Denver Broncos for Sunday Night Football. Dan Quinn will speak to the media at 3:30. What are you expecting him to say about Jaden Daniels? Back at practice, limited, full. Will he make his return to the starting lineup this weekend? That's the question of the day on the Richmond Commander. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.